Welcome home to WCLU, 6:30-ish on a Friday morning, and we've got some great guests here for Coffee and Conversation this morning. And first of all, I'm going to say good morning to Joe Myers. Joe, how are you this morning?
Doing great, Todd. Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here because I'm going to let you moderate most of this discussion. We've got some great guys. We're celebrating the 700th victory for the Glasgow High School Scotty football team, correct?
That is correct.
And in the studio with us this morning, we have Coach Coy Meadows. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Todd. Glad to be here.
And then we've got Bruce Tribune, no stranger to these airways.
Well, thank you, Todd. I'm happy to be here and talk about this. This is an important date for
Yes,
us.
It is, indeed. And Coach Sam Royce, good to have you.
Good morning, Todd. Nice to be here.
And appreciate you all joining us this morning. And Joe, I'm going to let you take it away. This is an important victory, though, right?
It was, yeah, Todd. And it occurred last Friday night when the Scotties beat Butler County. Going into the season, we all thought that the Scotties needed 10 wins this year to get to 700, but somebody went back and recounted after that Butler County win, and turns out that was our 700th win. So we all kind of found out after the fact. But we have got three people here who have contributed heavily to those 700 wins throughout the time.
Definitely.
Coach Sam Royce, of course, was a longtime assistant coach with Glasgow football, and obviously everybody knows him as longtime head baseball coach at Glasgow for 39 years. And then Bruce has not only been on the airwaves with me for 24, 25 years, but he helped Jim Moody before I came along for several years. And, of course, Bruce played here. He's got family that played at Glasgow. And then Coach Coy Meadows, of course, is a legendary head coach here at Glasgow, state runner-up back in 1982, I think it was, and had several undefeated regular seasons right there in a row. I think three 10-0 seasons in a row, if I remember correctly, during the regular season. So I don't really have a plan as far as questions or anything to ask. I just kind of want to wing this and just kind of let you guys get your guys' thoughts on the history of Glasgow football and just kind of what Glasgow football has meant to you guys throughout the time. Coach Meadows, we'll just start with you on that.
Well, it's hard to put into words what it's meant over all the years. I came here in 1972 in the fall, worked with Bill Jones, and worked with Bill for about 7 years, and then Charlie Gupton for 3 years, and then took over in 1980, and then Sam came around after he got out of school and started working with us, and Johnny Vance was an important part of that program, and so Glasgow football has been an important part of my life. It's all-consuming, I must tell you. When you're involved in it, you can't get away from it.
Bruce, what about you?
Well, Joe, it's been a family thing for me. I've got great uncles, my father, my regular uncle, then, of course, myself, my brother. We've played here, and it's I like to say I'm one that bleeds blue. It's all about that, and my children are going to school in Barron County, but I still bleed blue. And that's just the way my grandchildren. And that's just the way it's going to be. But my two daughters, I had three girls. They didn't play ball, but two of them were cheerleaders, of course. But and I'm not bragging, but I've probably seen as much football as anybody. Since 1974, I've missed four games, and one of them I was scouting. The other one, we were having the rehearsal dinner for my daughter on a Friday night. She was marrying on a Saturday. That was, Edmondson County, which we're going to play here in a week. And then the other one was, the last two were, my wife was ill and I was taking care of her.
And Sam, of course, like I said, I mean, you were a longtime assistant coach and you played at Glasgow. I mean, it's been big for you too.
I started going up here behind us at Old Hammer Stadium when I was just a little fella with Daddy. And I'd slip off and go to practice because we just lived out the bottom of Jefferson Street. Slip off and go to practice and watch them practice up there. So, I'm a whole lot like Bruce. It's just sort of it's in us. It's in us. But yeah, I started going up there with all those I can as a little bitty boy remember Mike Smith playing, and of course I remember Dr. Whiteside, Coach Vance, and all that bunch that came. And then we moved out to the big school, out to the new school, out on Columbia, where we are now. But yeah, my relationship with Scotty football started up here at Old Hammer Stadium back in the early '60s.
Yeah, and I'm curious. I know so many memories for all of you, I'm sure. But do each of you have maybe a standout memory or two from Glasgow football during your time around it?
Well, it's hard to get away from the 84, 85, and 86 teams who went undefeated, and we were 35-3 during that period.
Wow.
And we had Fort Knox as our nemesis, and they had the ability to recruit nationwide, and they did, and whatever Joe needed, Joe got. So, but I do remember those three teams.
Yeah. Barrius, what about yourself?
Well, of course, playing, that's always special. I don't know if any particular game more than one or the other. Our seasons had several injuries my junior and senior year both, and it affected the way things went. And then, of course, back then you didn't have overtime. My senior year, we tied Monroe County, was Tompkinsville, Bears then, 0-0. And what kept us out of the playoffs was a Dickinson system, and we had about like of a tenth of a point. Hmm. And, you know, it wasn't settled on the field. It was settled by somebody deciding. And so,
Sounds like maybe you still hold a grudge.
I didn't get to play in that game because I was hurt that game. And I thought we were a better ball club, but that's you know, we'll never know about that. But Sam's talking about watching it as a little boy. I right after I graduated, I helped Jerry Ream with the Yellow Jackets, and Sam and Henry were playing for him. And anyway, I can remember they kicked the first extra point.
That's right.
Up there.
That's right.
And, of course, then I refereed Little League for, you know, from 74 to 95 when I moved back here after Bonnie and I came back from Bowling Green. And we took Sam. I remember I had that 55 Chevrolet. We took Sam to Bowling Green to a Western ball game when he was a little boy. and that was an experience.
Coach Royce, anything stand out to you?
Well, maybe? I mean, kind of what I already alluded to, Joe. I mean, just being a little boy and being able to be around it because of the relationship with my father. But then as a player, like Bruce said, playing football for the Scotties was something special. And my junior and senior years, we had good football teams, but it seemed like there's always that one team. We weren't able to beat Franklin Simpson. My junior year, we led the whole ball game, and they blocked two punts late in the ball game, and they beat us. And they went on to play in the state championship. It was at Western that year, and against Fort Thomas Highlands. Now, that's how different classification has gone.
Wow.
And then when I got into the coaching, the first great memory is to think I'm right out of the box from Troy State University, and I'm coaching with him, and I'm coaching with Coach Vance, and we're going to the state championship. And I really thought I was something. All I did was load the bus, you know. And then that 84, 85, and 86 era that we went through, 13-0, and then we played Knox. Never went out on a Monday that we got beat on Friday. That's the way I always like to say it. Never went out those 3 years. And then that 99, 2000, and 2001 era with Coach Eubank that we had, you know, two state championship game teams, and boy, played real tough against Bardstown, who went on to win it. But one thing I like to say about this football, all it needs is just one of those state championships or two that we were good enough to get down through the years. And I think we'd be recognized a little bit more than what we are. We kind of sit down here away from the major markets of media, you know, newspapers and things like that. But this program right here has done as much or more than most throughout the state of Kentucky in my lifetime, for sure.
Yep.
Let me add something to what he talked about Franklin, losing to Franklin. Franklin has been a nemesis for Glasgow football. Even we have great teams. My sophomore year, when Johnny Vance was the quarterback, we went undefeated that regular season except the Franklin game. And they beat us. I mean, and, you know, it was just one of those things. Johnny had texted me last week. He was not able to get out, but he converses with me pretty often. And he was talking about that season. And then, of course, we won our first playoff game. We beat Murray in the playoffs. And then we were going to play Old Kentucky home. And during practice, Bobby Goode, who's gone now, was in my class, fell on Johnny that week during practice, and Johnny was unable to play. And we wound up losing that game. But Franklin has been a thorn in Glasgow's side, even when we are better.
That's crazy.
You all have some great stories to talk about, and it's like being part of a Hall of Fame studio right now. It seems like, Joe, with the years of experience that we've got to recollect
no
about.
Doubt.
This is just a great opportunity to celebrate that 700th football victory by looking over the years and talking a little sports history this morning. Right, gentlemen?
Yes, it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, Joe, keep going there with them.
All right. Well, let's go. Coach Meadows, I'm curious, what would you, with the 700 wins, I mean, the success of this football program, the tradition that it has, what would you say are some of the things that have contributed to that to make Glasgow football what it is today?
Good players.
It's that simple, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's a start. I mean, you got to have kids that want to be good players. And while I was involved with it, we had kids that wanted to excel and were willing to work and prepare and see what they could do on Friday nights. We're talking about state championships. I believe that three times that Fort Knox beat us in the 80s, and they won the state championship. Hmm. So we were always right there knocking, but just couldn't push the door open. So I'm appreciative of all the young men who laid it on the line on Friday nights.
There's been some legendary coaches through the years too, Coach. I know you would not probably include yourself in that, but you certainly are one of those names that belongs there.
I wouldn't, but I was here longer. I coached the head coach 13 years, so maybe I was the longest tenured 13 years head coach.
Yeah, yeah. But
I was here from 72 through 92, so 21 years. So I saw a lot of good football players and a lot of good people, a lot of good coaches, and I saw a lot of good fans.
Yeah,
Glasgow was fortunate. We had a lot of fans that did a lot of things for us.
Yeah, always been good support here. Bruce, what kind of thoughts do you have on the success of the
program? Coach is not going to pat himself on the back, but he was, won the tenure.
Absolutely.
I was talking to, and again, of those 700 wins, I bet you I've seen over half of them. I mean, a lot of football. But I can comment a little bit on when we're talking about tradition, the 42 team that my dad and uncle played on with Coach Camp. And we've got a video that the post boy's uncle found that Mr. Jigger Ashley's daddy, Bruce Ashley, came to Glasgow and opened the theaters here. And back during wartime and stuff, they did little news things. Well, he went up to Hammer Stadium and did a little video of those players and stuff. And I knew several of those players. But it was, it's been a thing that football's been here a long time. I mean, we're one of the oldest programs in the state.
Yeah, first year was 1919.
And like you say, so it is a tradition. But Coach was talking about good players. We've been very fortunate to have a lot of good coaches here at Glasgow. I mean, of course, when I was in school, Coach Gilbert was here, and we were very blessed, he and Coach Richards at the same time. And those two guys, something I think of school, you've got to have all your coaches have to get along. And you see it now as you've gotten away from that older. Some coaches want to get players to play for them and not compete in other sports. A school the size of Glasgow, if you're an athlete, you need to play everything you can play because we don't have a large enrollment where that, to be competitive, you have to play those games. But we've been very blessed with a bunch of great tailbacks here some good quarterbacks. And I think that's one thing when we were running through that string, it was year after year, we'd have those tailbacks that would, could play anywhere.
And Coach Royce, of course, you have a unique perspective on it, and you mentioned it a moment ago with your father. Hank was how many years was he the play-by-play voice?
36
years. Mm-hmm. So, just unbelievable your family's contributions to Glasgow. Not only yours, but your family. Your brother, Henry, played in Glasgow. Your dad was a tremendous, legendary play-by-play guy here. So, you've got so many connections.
You can have one without the other. I think that I go back to when I was growing up and before, we had a solid, solid Little League football program here. It was the same coaches almost every year. Matter of fact, it was you didn't even call them the teams by their name. If Mr. Albany's team was playing the Yellow Jackets, they'd say, Mr. Albany's playing Ream tonight, or Holland's playing Ream tonight.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it was. But the basic fundamentals of football – were taught on that level. And then we always had solid junior high football coaches. You talk about Coach Richards and Coach Gilbert. Coach Richards coached junior high football. As I recall, I think Coach Downing may have helped coach some junior high football.
When we first went out to Columbia Avenue, the basketball coaches, middle school, well, junior high is what we called it, they coached football. During basketball season, the football coaches coached basketball. I mean, you didn't have the staff that you had then, and they had multiple things they had to do, and they coached year-round. I mean, in the spring, they would either be doing baseball or, you know, Coach Downing coached baseball, Coach Gilbert, you know, we had golf coach, and they had multiple – they had to know multiple sports.
Coach, let us talk about – you mentioned you brought up the support that the program has had. Just talk about that a little bit and how that has been beneficial to the Glasgow football program.
Well, as I recall, we had the quarterback club, and they always did something for us weekly. You know, it wasn't once a year. It was weekly. We had a hamburger cookout on Thursdays. We had watermelon on Thursdays before the season started. So it was always somebody around, and they were big supporters. They got to know the kids and that participated, and they took care of them. And it was just several groups took care of the kids, and that was very important during that period.
Yeah. At some point in time, Mayor, the ladies got together and formed a quarterback F, and then they – you know, they did things as well for not just football. It was involved in all the sports at the high school. But in the beginning, I think it was geared basically at football. Heck, folks, at one point in time, all we played in the fall was football. That's all that was going on around here in the fall was football. But the quarterbackettes came in, and it was a group of ladies and mamas and things like that, and they did good things and big things, and so There was a lot of support there, but tell you what was remarkable about they stayed out of the way after they did their thing and did things for the children and for the benefit of the student athlete. Then they got out of the way and they didn't come around going, "What are you doing it for, Coach?" They went on about their way.
Things have changed a little bit, hadn't they?
Well, I don't know if they have around here or not, but
well, most of them during that period, Sam, you remember, they did not have kids actually playing football.
A lot of them did not. That's a good point.
A lot of them did not. Yeah.
They were just interested in Scotty football,
and I think there's a lot of those folks still to this day. Well, I have people who listen to us who don't have anything to do as far as kids, grandkids with Scotty football, but they've just listened to it. They've watched it their entire lives, and it's just that much interest in it, I think.
Right.
Just touching on what Joe said about people that's been with it a long time, I carried the mail here in Glasgow for 37 years, and I would be out on my mail route, and I was surprised at people that tell me, because after I started helping in 91, Jim Moody, when he came, we were doing football, would come out and tell me, "Well, I listened to the game Friday night and stuff." You know, people that I'd never dreamed about that would listen to football. But getting back to what they were talking about, Little League, Coach Gilbert, and they started the Little League program here at Glasgow and really worked with it. And Sam said that I refereed for them for 20-some years, and it was the same coaches all the time. But those coaches – we never had a team that won every year. It would rotate around. It was very competitive, and those coaches all got along. But their main goal, it wasn't to win Little League. It was to develop the Glasgow football program.
How important is that, Coach Mattis, to have that?
Very important, but these guys, to show you how they got along, they had to get together at the end of every football season.
They did.
I bet that was a party. Wasn't
it was a party.
It was a party.
Sure, they always invited the high school coaches to come down there, too.
Okay.
And so, yeah, it was. Maybe
some stories there we can't tell.
Well, I don't remember anything. I don't remember us even going to you, Coach.
We went down to Bolton's Landing, you remember? They paid for the supper, so we wouldn't miss that.
All right. I got you.
Mr. Ream paid for the supper down there, so yeah. But I think we all at that time, we really recognized how important that was because those youngsters had to get started somewhere. Yep. They had five teams in the Glasgow Football Little League. Five teams and probably, I don't know, 15 to 20 boys. That was 4th, 5th, and 6th graders. Mm-hmm. And when they played up at Old Hammer, up at Hammer, we practiced at Gorin Park, and we played our football games up at Old Hammer Stadium up here, and that was very important. And like I said, it continued on to the junior high school. where we had some good football. And I've always thought if we could get them nowadays, if we can get them across the street where the middle school is to the high school, then we're going to be able to keep them. And they just continue to come across the street. But the one thing I want to say before Todd says we got to wrap it up, but the one thing it is, and it's this radio is one of the most unique things, and one across the state of Kentucky or maybe anywhere, to say that, at least as far as I know, from 1954 to right now today, has been covering sports in this little town. That's pretty special.
It's that important,
though,
isn't it?
That's pretty special, and it's just part of the thread and the fabric of the tradition and the history of the Glasgow Scotties.
Oh, yeah, and there's so much intertwined there between you and your family, Sam,
with
this station itself. But, yeah, going back, to way back in the day, next year will be the 80th anniversary for the 1490 AM frequency.
Yeah, cool.
And we may come back and talk some more about some things.
As far as we know, well, you need to get the older brother up here for that one, but as far as we know, 54 was about the time they started the broadcast,
right?
And on a regular basis. And as Joe knows, and as Bruce knows, you can go some pretty wild places to have to brawl. You only imagine what it must be like back in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to keep setting up, aren't we, Bruce? And do the best we can, right?
Until I can't, I'm going to stay with it. I enjoy it so much. More than once before my wife passed, I told her, I said, we weren't doing, but she had her things that she did. And I would say, I'll give this up, if you want to travel or do some things. She said, nope, you love it. Stay with it.
Yep. There you go. Joe, we could talk a long time. We've got a lot of memories to share, but we do have to wrap it up here pretty quickly. But, boy, this has been good.
It's been a fun morning. Yeah, appreciate you having us.
Well, you're more than welcome. Coach Coy Metis, thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. I'm enjoying it.
And Bruce Trebriou, we can talk about Jim Moody someday and recollect a lot about his contributions.
He was a special person. And, because of WCLU following Glasgow sports, That's one reason I've done it for so long. It's such a pleasure to recognize these young students, athletes, to let them, people get to listen and it's a special thing, and that's
definitely
why I've stayed with it as long as I have.
Well, we appreciate you. Coach Sam Royce, we appreciate you, and thank you for all your contributions.
I always like to talk about Scotties.
Hey, all right.
Todd, I know you got to wrap it up real quick. I want to mention there is a celebration planned tonight after the football game.
Okay.
Anybody who's ever had anything to do with Glasgow football, coaches, players, managers, cheerleaders, everybody's invited. Going to be a post-game celebration down on the field. Just everybody just going to kind of mingle with each other and talk a little bit. Should be a fun night of fellowship.
Super. Sounds fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you, Don.